Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Sorry, it's Friday, the weekend.
The weekend starts today.
After work.
Yay!
Saturday,
but
no see, work.
But you look at that from like a physicality perspective. I'm telling you, mentally...
Yeah,
you wake up or you go to bed on Thursday night saying, man, tomorrow's Friday. I'm ready for the weekend. Do you not?
Why do you think
last
his name
night,
is the weekend?
I'm wrangling kids to bed. I'm getting up. I'm not enough sleep. I'm coming in. I'm
you
jam-packed
don't think for one
all day.
Second, oh, tomorrow's Friday. We're here.
Yes, but not as much as on Friday. I'm thinking I get to sleep in tomorrow, have the whole day.
That's,
and by the way, I don't even have to get up for work the next day.
You just explained it. You just said Friday. You're thinking about tomorrow, sleeping the whole day. That's what makes Friday the best day.
But and then on Saturday, you do. On Saturday, you got to think about, man, I got to get up. I got to watch all these damn games. Get ready
Sunday.
For work.
Nah.
Get prepared for Monday.
Max,
jeez,
no.
Nah, really Saturday, I'm thinking.
Shocking,
I'm not thinking
no.
about I
Key,
have
Max,
to
no.
watch. First of all, I like watching the games. But beyond that, Saturday, I'm like, I got to sleep in. I got the whole day. And tomorrow, there's no work. There's nothing better than Saturday.
Yeah, but
you're overthinking this.
You get to be done at work on Friday.
Right.
You got all of Friday. And then all of Saturday if you choose to do something. If you
right.
decide to do something on Saturday,
yes.
Friday, you're done with work. Like I'm done in about an hour. There's no NFL Live. There's no First Take.
Preach
there's
it.
Nobody calling Tell me on no radio talking about can I do a hit. There's none of that.
Anticipation is good. You
yes.
guys would rather be on your way to her house than actually at her house. I got it. Got it. I got the way you guys think.
No, Max.
I'd rather be at the house.
I'm just saying.
You want the drive over. That's what the anticipation is, but you guys.
You can't get through the
You
game
want to go
stuff.
On your way to dinner instead of being at dinner.
You're not somewhat checked out on Fridays?
No. Am I dealing with so much? I earn my paycheck, Jay.
Oh. Really?
That's right. Now.
Womp, womp.
Now, that's right, company man.
You earn your paycheck, but no one else earns theirs.
Correct.
Those hardworking people. That work at ESPN, you're the
Correct.
Only one.
I'm the only one. That's right. In the whole world, as a matter of fact. Has Trevor Lawrence, me and Trevor Lawrence with the hair and the 6'6 size and the family man, has Trevor Lawrence finally arrived?
Has he arrived? Arrived at, he's showing progress. Okay. Does he look the part? Yes. Am I here to sit up and say, Trevor Lawrence is not going to ever win a playoff game? No. Is Trevor Lawrence ever going to win? Not going to ever win a division? No. Can Trevor Lawrence take his team to a Super Bowl and be a part of it? Yes. But arrive? You know who's arrived? Tom Brady arrived.
Oh, for crying out
you know,
loud. You're going to go to the standard
arrived.
Of, a,
no, no,
of the
I'm
longest
not.
Career in
no,
the history
I'm,
most successful.
You didn't even let me finish.
Right.
Slow down, Cupcake.
Right.
Okay.
You, Jason Cupcake.
No, I haven't said a word, Max.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, they've arrived. Those guys have arrived. Lamar Jackson has arrived. Justin Herbert
so what's
is
this, what's
on
the,
his
si-
way
what's the
to arriving.
Size, okay, huh? I get you. I get what you're saying.
Has Justin Fields arrived this year?
No.
But you right. but you know he's a, you know he has a chance to be a superstar for the Bears.
Yes,
you
but
know
when
he's
you
a franchise
use
quarterback.
The word arrive.
I know,
you know
but
who arrived?
What, but
Jay Will arrived at Duke. That's who arrived.
I hear you.
So for me, I'm not going to go crazy because he's had six great games.
But you know what, Key? What about someone like Justin Herbert? I know he hasn't arrived in terms of can he lead a team to the playoffs, et cetera, but from jump, it was like, okay,
Justin
we know what
Herbert
this is.
Is here to stay at the quarterback position.
Right, right. You saw that
I
early.
Don't know, for all we see in the hair, and we joke about Family Guy, we joke about, oh, he got engaged on the field, he's a perfect quarterback, like, look at him. We joke about all that. We don't know if he's arrived yet.
Mm. How,
we don't
know. Okay, so when will we? That's the question I have.
Give it a full season of the same things we've seen over the last several weeks.
What, how long did it take you with Justin Herbert? I'm curious, because for me, basically –
a season. A full – he played his rookie year and lit it up.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, if they do this – and then he came back, he duplicated that success.
Jay, fair enough. Key's standard, which is perfectly reasonable, is, let me see you do it for a full NFL season.
No, and nothing changed in the same standard that I had when everybody was – yeah. Saying Tua was this. I was like, man, hold on.
But there is something to be said about somebody that you know has the physical skill set, and then you're watching the game actually slow down for them where, like, that's the one missing link. You know what I mean, Key? Like, you know, it takes a minute to get adjusted. First, the right coaching staff, and then it takes a minute for the game to slow down.
But to Key's point, I saw Carson Wentz that first year. When they were winning the Super Bowl, he got hurt week whatever it was, and he was like the leading MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And if you would have asked me, has Carson Wentz arrived? I'd have said, no doubt he's arrived. It said, you know, but
the
Eagles
Key's thought point, he arrived he too. That's why they gave him $107 million.
Right, but he didn't. He did not. He did not complete a full season.
That's
of
all
doing
I'm
it.
Saying.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable.
You gotta make sure that everything is handled right. The Buffalo Bills 2 years in, Josh Allen was in. He's like. Then they got – then Brandon Bean was like, I need to do that. I need to do this. We need to do this. And now it's like, oh, okay, this is what it is. It's going to be that way for the next 10 years. Get used to it.
Yeah, I could see why you want to give it a whole season. I think
– give me a whole season of what he's done over the last several weeks.
But I will say this, Key.
It's not hard.
The larger the sample size, like you wait a full season, obviously, the fewer times you're going to be wrong. But you'll also
I'm okay
be
okay with that.
That's I get it. That's you'll right. also be slower to be right. You're willing to be slower to be right in order to be wrong less of the
so
time.
So here's why I think he's arrived, right?
Yep.
And I'm not saying I think he's on his way to becoming next level. It's because number one, the entire playbook and everything has changed. He went from one coaching staff to another. It takes a level of adjustment to go with that, right? Going from Urban Meyer and some of the Jedi mind tricks that his ass played to try to get the best out of people. We saw the repercussions of that. To a true professional that got a team, got that guy paid $100 million in Carson Wentz, right? So I think now seeing him, the game slow down with that familiarity with the head coach, with the staff, that's all changed. You're seeing like what the potential can be.
Yes, he has all the skills to turn out to be pretty damn good, right? But there's been a lot of quarterbacks in this league that had that same look, the same everything. Came out, he's going to be this. And then it just never got to the level and the expectations of where you want him to be. A year ago, Mac Jones was the king of the town.
No, but wait a minute, Key. Hold on, wait. Here's the difference. And I want to
–
wait, wait. I'll tell you what I mean.
It was way more about the system. We talked about that so many times. It's more
Key,
about the system.
Key, I'll tell you what I mean. You tell me – you give me a counterexample, okay? I'm curious to hear it. How often has there been a guy with the physical tools drafted where he's drafted also? It doesn't have to be number one overall, but he was, right? Big, got athletic ability, can run, big arm, accurate, the whole thing, who then looks this good while winning for this many games who hasn't panned out. I gave you Carson Wentz as an example. That's one. But I don't know that there are that many examples of guys.
It hasn't. But you still got to let it mature. You say arrived. Think about what you said. You didn't say, is he on his way to becoming successful?
Is
he looks
probably
good over the last seven games. You said arrived. So if you say arrived, that's telling me, oh, he ain't got to do nothing else. You might as well just send him to Canton.
I just don't know. I'm not saying he's Hall of Famer, but you said quarterback to stay for the franchise. I'm trying to think other than Wentz of a guy with all these tools who look good for even a half dozen games. Not like, I agree with Jay, not like Mac Jones, who's clearly, as you said, Key, they got the training wheels on, but really balling. I can't think of that many dudes balling like that.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't have disappointment written on him at all.
There's
no question about that.
I hear what
that.
You're saying, though. Okay.
But I'm not going to.
Semantics. Your arrived is your thing. Yeah, I got it.
I just can't do it. You know, I can't do it. Jay, I just can't.
I'm with you.
I would say the same thing for myself. Oh, yeah, he caught the ball. He's going to be Jerry Rice. No, man, just calm down.
Right,
Because you don't know how this thing might turn out.
It's so Bill Parcells. Like, all these guys, that whole thing. It's always
not Bill Parcells.
You got
I'm
so
me.
Much part. I'm not saying you're not you. I'm saying you want to, I'm not even saying, oh, because Parcells has influenced you, although it had to be the case that he did because
he was
coach. But also, the reason you were one of his favorites is because, you know, people think who think alike, who go through things the same way,
so
gravitate toward each other.
So now I'm just an old dirtbag is what you'd call me.
Not as old as Parcells, but the same thing. You got to show it to me. You got to show me
because,
over time.
Look, let me tell you
these are the tried and true ways.
You've covered sports since 1978 or whatever, however long it's been. Jay's played it and covered it for 30 years, whatever that's been. And I've been in it for a long time, man. Both as a player and a so-called talking head who doesn't know anything and, all that. I've seen these movies before. So I'm always cautious, oh, he's great. Hold on, man. That ain't great. That's a good player. Mm-hmm. Great is this dude.
Key, this is why I think there's potential to be great, and I'm with you on the semantics of the word arrived. But as you and I both know, who you're surrounded with makes a world of a difference. And having
no question, 100%.
I keep trying to tell people that. We're like, oh, he's going to change the whole dynamic of the franchise. I'm like, well, who's his head coach and who is his staff? And that's where I think there's a bigger opportunity for Trevor Lawrence because of the staff.
You want to talk about that? Look no further than our guy Daniel Jones.
There you go.
As soon as he got a good coaching staff around him, night and day. Night and day. Right?
But you see why I'm always cautious about something. If I think that a guy is going to be all right, I'm cautious. If I can look at the dude and be like, oh, he's hot garbage, then I just tell you, he can't play. I don't care what they try to convince me to make me think that Zach Wilson's the answer in New York. Zach Wilson's not the answer. I've seen enough of him to know he can't play because the coach can coach. The head coach can coach. I'm not worried about the head coach. The quarterback can't play.
It is funny, though. Some quarterbacks, you can look at Zach Wilson and be like, I'm not sure I believe it. But then you watch Justin Fields, even with Matt Nagy, even though he's sharing reps with Andy Dalton, you're like, that still looks different.
All right. By the way, but there's a reason that those guys coming out of high school were the presumptive number one and two, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. And right up until draft day when Justin Fields slid, they were considered the one and two guys. All right.
I'm going to have the whole state of Florida hating me here in a minute.
Catch Titans, Jags, Saturday night, ESPN, ABC, and ESPN Plus. That's Saturday night. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Which wild card team, AFC or NFC, is the most dangerous team heading into the playoffs? And coming up next, we're going to ask one of the greatest Jags players if Trevor Lawrence has arrived.
What? Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80. You can hit us up at 888-729-3776. That's 888-SAY-ESPN. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And joined now by, we're just talking about Trevor Lawrence. Let's talk to an actual guy who arrived with the Jags, right? Like, he's talking about guys who've proven it. Here's Fred Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Morning, Fred.
What up, Fred?
Hey, what's good, guys? I like the vibe, man. Hey, I'm stuck in your neck of the woods, Key. I'm up here in Newark, somewhere in New Jersey. You and Jay.
No, you ain't stuck in my guys? Neck of the woods, Fred T. I'm
well, your
west.
Old
That's
neck
my
of
neck,
the woods.
Fred. That's my neck.
I know. Key, I'm talking about your old neck of the woods.
Yeah.
You know, when
Key
they were putting you on defense and stop the interception. I'm still upset about that divisional game my rookie year when we came up here to New York and they put your big tall butt on defense to knock down the pass, the Hail Mary pass. I'll never forget that. But I've always been a fan since then. Your USC days back in the day, blase, blase, you know the rest.
Yeah, no, Fred,
so that's why I say you're neck of the woods.
I literally was telling him during the break, I said, if he wasn't on the Jags, it wouldn't even be close as far as running backs.
Yeah,
being in the Jags, I know y'all did some stuff, but the Jacksonville Jaguar fans and organization, they need to just bow down every single time with you, though. God, they should.
You know, it's you know, Jacksonville, I was in a small market, and the argument is always such, right? But I also, with that, a few things, the timing, you know, the games that I played, all of that. I have a good season, then I have an injury-prone season, and then I have a good season. So I never really put together for a while those back-to-back seasons that I needed to be in all of the national media space, face and spotlight and all that stuff on a consistent basis. But I think pound for pound, you know, I look at the era of backs that I came along with, all of the guys that were monsters in the league, you know, the Terrell Davises, the Corey Dillons, Edrin, Eddie George, Jerome Bettis, all those guys, Curtis Martin. I think if we can go pound for pound in the same tryout, I'll probably come out the starter.
Mm. Freddie, I want you just to expound upon something, man. I missed you on the podcast with Channing and RC.
Yeah.
Wish we could do that again, but we will. But you had a tweet yesterday, man, where you just said, sitting here with a smile on my face, thankful for everyone who has texted or tweeted their support for my run at Canton. I appreciate each of you. And let me remind you that God's timing is always sufficient. Let us enjoy this day and the blessings provided.
Mm-hmm.
Expound on that,
right,
man.
Well, really, just, you know, I got so many texts. I'll start with, the Hall of Fame finalist vote that happened the other night on the network. And I got so many texts. It started with RC, with Ryan Clark. He was the first person to text me and said, I'm sorry. And I'm sitting there like, for what? I totally forgot about it. And really, that's just me having my mind at ease. You know, earlier in the day, someone asked me if I was going to watch the selection show. I was like, nah. You know, God got it. You know, whatever it is, that's what it's going to be. And after it happened, I got so many texts, probably 100 texts came in a couple minutes. Even people tagging my Twitter, notifications blowing up, Instagram, same thing. People said, don't worry, you're going to get in. You know, all of the support. And really, I've always told people that God's timing is the best timing. It's the most efficient. And when it happens, you know, I'll be ready. I do optimistically think that it will happen. Got to get in that room. The guys got to do a deep dive, got to really, you know, do the research and say, this is what he was able to do in a small market on an expansion team. He carried the bulk of the weight. This is his production on all levels, and that'll take care of itself. And on the other side of that was really just thinking about DeMar, you know, still heavy hearted from that. And I ended it with just, you know, God's blessing, his timing is sufficient. And that also, you know, related to DeMar's situation. You know, we get out, we're praying like crazy, hoping for a full recovery, but it's on God's time. You know, when he was under intubated, you know, I like to think optimistically and say he was spending some time with God. You know, reorganizing his life, saying this is the vision when you come out of this. So really, it was kind of a two-part in that tweet. But more importantly, my focus is on hoping that this young man gets a full recovery.
Fred Taylor, Jaguars running back, of course. Jaguars running back, great. Why has Trevor Lawrence seemed to turn a corner this season, Fred?
I mean, look at the coaches, you know, and I'm not throwing Urban Meyer, you know, under the bus, nor under the
He jumped under the bus himself, Fred. You don't have to worry about that.
Right. That's true. But it is what it is, right? Coach Doug Peterson, former player, former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl champion coach, just their chemistry, their relationship, the fact that Trevor trusts Doug. Trevor has zero ego. You know, he has all the confidence in the world, but he has zero ego, and he's allowing Coach Peterson to coach him, and he's very receptive to that, and he's showing you who he is as a player, which is why Jacksonville drafted him first overall in the draft 2 years ago. So this is what they believe in. This is what they saw in him coming out of Clemson, and he's just going out there putting it to the test. You know, each and every week he's showing up. You know, he's had his moments. Those growth moments where we've seen him careless with the ball and making, you know, bad decisions. But I think he's picking up and learning the NFL game. He's learning the speed of the game, which you guys have seen his release have gotten the best in the NFL this year, I think, on the clock in terms of releasing the ball. That also keeps the sacks down. And when you keep those sacks down and getting the ball out quick, what happens there is you minimize turnovers. You mitigate certain risks. So Trevor is the guy who's gotten some weapons in the offseason with Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, and Evan Engram. Each of those guys have 60-plus catches, and he's spreading the ball around to all of those guys. So I'm pretty sure as a group, none of those guys has ego. They just want to get out there, work hard, and win games for the team.
Fred Taylor, former Jaguars running back, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Fred T., if the Jaguars were to win the division, and I like to call it backdoor into the playoffs, given their standings and where they're at right now, even though they win the division, can they be this year's Cincinnati Bengals with an experienced playoff head coach in Doug Peterson?
Oh, I like the way you made that comparison. I think so. No, I think so. And in this league, we know, Keyshawn, we all you guys know, in any league, in any pro sport, it's about momentum. It's about that momentum as you build up that trust. And these guys have won. They've started with this year their divisional rival, the team that's always probably right there in the front of the division, in the Tennessee Titans. Of late, they've been the bully in the division. And Jacksonville went up to their place, Nissan Field. They knocked him out, and they blew him out in good fashion. Now they have an opportunity to do it again at home, which is considered the biggest game in Jaguars regular season history. So it's now time to shut up, put up. You know, you have an opportunity in front of yourself to go in there and just beat on the guys that used to, you know, beat up on you. And I think if they do have an opportunity to get in there, they will make some noise because they have the momentum. They have the confidence. They've been plugging and playing. A couple injuries here. Wait, no problem. Let's put somebody else in. Next man up. The next person gets up. He's ready to play. So that's just a testament to Coach Peterson and his staff and what they've done, how they have these guys prepared, you know, each and every week in spite of despite the injuries. So I think they will. I think they will. If they get in, they make some noise.
Fred Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Fred, thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, Fred T.
All right, Fred.
Hey, my pleasure, guys, always, man. Y'all be good.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That is a good question Jay just brought up. Most famous MJ. Is Michael Jackson even the most famous MJ?
It's Michael Jordan, bro.
I don't know. Something about music permeates differently.
Really? King Michael Jordan, is it more famous than Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
No. I'm taking Michael Jackson, cuz.
Oh, I don't know. Jordan.
Really? Jordan was like the face of the league.
See, it is a legitimate question. Is MJ even the most famous MJ, let alone the most famous person?
There are countries
yeah.
that Michael Jackson can go, and people would go nuts. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan can't go in the same
country. Not anymore.
I mean,
yeah.
I watched the Olympics. I mean,
I'm just telling you, man. I love MJ, the basketball player.
I think Key is probably right because it's right. the nature and I'm talking of
about,
music.
And Jay, music, I'm talking about them little small little countries we can't even spell and pronounce. Those countries. Little small little spots that
because we export our popular culture. That's our number one export. Although Michael Jordan's also part of the popular culture. But I don't know. That's a good question.
Michael Jackson, though, man. Michael Jackson, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Ain't the most famous person ever, though. I don't even think he's in the conversation, but he's very, very, very famous. Okay.
Who's the most famous person ever?
We went over this already.
Ever.
By the way, I won't even get into certain names. There are famous.
No, I don't want you to even go down that path.
Well, I'm saying there are famous dictators and heads of state throughout history that are more well known.
But see,
those are infamous.
You look at it different than I do, Max.
Yeah.
Because when I look at certain things, when you're talking about famous, mm-hmm. can that person go anywhere, anywhere, whether it's the Rich Hills of Greenwich, Connecticut,
yeah, and everyone
the
knows
Hamptons,
it, yeah.
all the way to the South Central,
in other words,
Los
it's, not simply,
in between,
it's not simply an
overseas.
Issue.
Overseas. I mean, like,
it's not simply an issue
anywhere?
Of how many people know them. It's the spreading, like, it's how those people are distributed in all places.
Think about it before we move on from this.
Yeah.
As much as people despise the Kardashians, them girls are famous ridiculously across the world.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
As much as people, you look at that and you're like,
you may be right.
But people, like, it's the truth.
Man, Mike was so big, he went to a Lakers game and they was watching him watch the game instead of watching Magic play.
That was like YouTube before YouTube.
That's a different level of stardom. That man can't walk nowhere.
Well, although if infamous doesn't count, Michael Jackson's also infamous nowadays. So, like, you know, if yeah,
can't moonwalk anywhere, I guess.
Yeah,
rocking with Mike, man. You can't moonwalk in Jordan.
That's how he invented moonwalking. He was so famous he couldn't even walk anywhere. He had to go backwards away from
everybody. I'm sure, like you, Max, everybody's gonna have a different interpretation of who is the most famous and who's famous and what famous is. Michael Jordan, Gandhi, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, them dudes, different.
Yeah.
All different.
It's funny because when people think about fame or have leaving some kind of legacy, it's actually, in my view, it's like you talk about heads of states or leaders, religious leaders, and artists, right? Who, in fact.
Like Drake right now.
Drake is extremely famous. But, you know, like, people are still listening to Beethoven, right? I just saw something on Instagram where LeBron is saying, he listened to Beethoven before, or Mozart or something like that. And it's true. It's
no,
true.
I'm just
but that's the arts. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with, like, you know, Michelangelo, or Leonardo da Vinci, or, like, if you've made some kind of contribution like that, Michael Jackson, his music is different than just being famous for some athletic achievement.
Billie Jean.
Joe in Florida. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
How you guys doing?
What's going on?
How you doing?
The Beatles, man. The Beatles are probably bigger than Gandhi.
What?
They went to India and turned that country upside down when they were there.
The Beatles were extremely famous, but they were
especially because
of distribution networks, not as famous as Michael Jackson was at the height of his powers.
But if you told me the Beatles and the Monkees, I would think they were the same.
No, the Beatles are pretty important.
Yeah, the Beatles.
I would just think Beatles and Monkees, guys with black suits with thin ties and bad haircuts. That's what I would think.
Well, there were certain similarities for sure.
And both of them probably had cartoons named after them.
The Animals. You ever listen to The Animals? You have. You just don't know it. They're fresh.
Yeah. You know who the Monkees are, Jay?
No.
with
see,
the monkeys.
You see, I got quiet, right?
And people say we monkey. You're right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They had the haircuts.
Yeah, it's all the same
the
thing.
The little skinny ties with the black suits, and it was like five of them in a band. What's the difference?
We're presented by Progressive Insurance, incidentally.
Hey,
the which
monkeys?
Wild card team? I gotta people say we monkey. You're right. Yeah, we know. Key and I watched some of the same TV shows growing up.
Beetle fans are coming to get me.
Hold on, the monkeys. I'm looking at the monkeys now.
They had a bus.
Oh yeah,
it's like the Partridge Family. What's the difference?
Like the name. It just makes me. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
You remember Max. The Partridge Family, Max?
Of course, Partridge Family. That was like the
porch,
Brady Bunch 2.0, or was it 1.0? I don't remember which came first. But
I feel like I
both
feel
before
like
on my was, oh, yeah, no, okay, no. I think the Partridge Family, I think, was the 70s, and the Brady Bunch was in the 60s, right?
Was it that far back?
I think so, man, because we only saw you and I watch Brady Bunch in reruns.
In the 70s, obviously.
Yeah, we didn't see the
and
original.
And the Partridge Brady. Family in the 70s and early 80s.
But I think maybe when we were kids, the Partridge Family was still making shows, but Brady Bunch had we were watching reruns of the Brady Bunch. It wasn't like you were waiting up prime time. Oh, the Brady Bunch episode's coming on. You watch it, you know, after school, you know?
Maybe that's true.
I think so. I don't I know mean, what yeah. you could look that up.
I just remember the Butcher and Alex. Sam the Butcher.
Jesse in Connecticut. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm. So I've actually been going back and forth on this discussion with people, and I'm going to go with Stan Lee. Now, think about
Stan Lee for what?
Stan Lee for Marvel.
Yeah, as what, though?
As how impactful and how famous he is.
Well, the impact and the fame are two different things. Stan Lee is certainly not in the conversation for the top 1,000 most famous people in the world. Like, it's not even in the conversation. But if you want to talk about impact on popular culture, that's a different conversation.
Why do you have to just shred the man's dreams like that? At
least because we're talking about fame.
I mean, well, damn, at least allow him to come
go
on
ahead.
The show and actually explain his
POV. Nah, we don't need to do that. Not necessarily. Got to bring it. Got to bring it.
Oh, God.
Well, then go to another call, then. If you cut him off, he's
Dana,
already gone. Poor
in
guy.
In Virginia, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Get it out quick, Dana.
What's up, Keyshawn? What's up, Dana? What's up, Max?
What's happening, man?
What's up? Hey, look. I want to give a little Stephen A. on this one, because Stephen A. always talking. I'm not a Cowboy fan. He always talking about the Cowboys, just let their fans run their mouth, and they always get in their way. But his boy, that bad man in Green Bay, guess what? He do the same thing. Look, Aaron Rodgers do all this regular season crap, win MVPs and all that, and get to the playoffs and fall on his face. We don't know the last time he won the Super Bowl 100 years ago. And Keyshawn, you're right. The most famous of all, Michael Jackson, man. He could go anywhere in the world, and they know him. Anywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I no lies detected about Aaron Rodgers. He'll get you to the playoffs. That's about it, recent years. And he's had some squads.
Hee-hee.
Billy Jean.
What's the most important thing you should be paying attention to week 18? That's what we're going to ask. And you're probably going to call in about Michael Jackson, so that might be what we talk about. But we're going to try and talk about what the most important thing you should be paying attention to in week 18 is. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com /unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yeah!
The ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge.
Go ahead, Key, do it.
Week 18.
Have you met my friend? This is Jay, yeah.
Have you met my friend? That's Max Kellerman, and Jay. Max owns the new boxing channel, and Jay just bought 60% of the Bulls.
God, I love it. I miss it so much. Yeah, drinks on us. Take whatever you want. Yeah.
Key,
sure.
Take the good,
Key, take the good stuff. Put it to the side.
The scenes,
Key, take the good stuff. Put it to the side.
The other guy, Yates, the guy with the beard, he invented the grow.
He's
a farmer.
The T outliner.
Farmer is
the T outliner. Key, and then this one. Yeah, John, security, look, these four, the other two, no, they can't. Mm-mm.
That's that music, man. When you hear that, you're in the wrong spot.
Ready to do the ESPN Pick'em Challenge?
Yes, we are, Max.
What?
Friday.
All right, here it is. So the way this works is we vote on, as a show, on air, we vote what we think about a prediction against the, against the spread. And we compare our record to records of other shows on the network, right? So right now, as of right now, Greeny has the best record. He's 29-20-2 this year. Freddie and Fitzsimmons are 27-22-2.
I have a question before you get into just because we weren't here for a couple of weeks. So did those picks count against us, other people? Because we didn't make those picks.
That's a good question, actually. I don't know the answer.
This is our show.
I know, but
it's
we were in second place, though.
It's
before
the
we left, we were in second place.
Now we're in third place, 26-23.
The people on the show who filled in for us.
I don't like that.
Well,
it's just like the Dolphins. Whoever filled in for Tua,
fair enough.
They lost, and they're correct, right? I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's see if we can make up some ground here. We're not out of it yet. Titans at Jags. Jags are favored by 6 points.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Jags. I think they can cover. I'm gonna take the Jags. I think they can cover.
Yeah, I'll take the Jags cover.
Agreed. So there we have
That's one.
Cowboys are giving 7 points on the road to the Commanders. They're favored by 7. The Cowboys at Washington.
I'm taking the Cowboys. I think they got something to play for. It's a rival, and Washington. You know, the Cowboys just go ahead and put them out their misery. The Cowboys are still fighting for that number one seed, so and win that division, so you know they're gonna come to play.
And these rival games worry me.
What's up with Wentz, by the way?
That's what
because
lost
actually,
the last game for him.
Yeah, but actually, now that they're eliminated, I expect them to play well.
Sam Howell's playing.
Yeah, right.
I'll go with the boys.
Okay, so there it is. Doesn't matter what I say because I'm outvoted anyway. Lions at Packers. Packers
one.
At home are 4.5-point favorites at Lambeau. Is this? Could you see Aaron Rodgers getting knocked out of the playoffs, out of playoff contention, by the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field? Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm going to take Green Bay in this one, though.
I see the Packers winning. I just don't see them covering.
I agree.
So I'm going to take the Lions.
I agree. I think Green Bay wins, but maybe they don't cover the 4.5.
Game. See, 4.5 is not a lot in Green Bay at home at night, dome team.
But they can air it out, the Lions, though, Key. They can score points, you know?
Yeah, they can run the ball. Jared Goff's been playing well. Jared Goff is, I believe he's 0-3 lifetime in freezing temperatures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe the number's 0-3, although he did get a win and throw 3 touchdowns in colder weather this year. It wasn't freezing temps.
What is it in Green Bay right this temp? What is
it's
it
gonna the kickoff I believe is at 28.
Oh, that's freezing.
That's kickoff, and then 1 hour and 45 later it's gonna dip to in the teens.
All you need it to be is 32 to be freezing. So if he's 0-3 and freezing, ugh. You know what, maybe they cover.
And on top of that, he's got small hands, which means that he has to grip and rip.
Grab my strong
ball hand. Is slippery. I mean, I'm just giving you all the little.
You think so? You're saying the Packers win by at least 5 points?
I do.
What do you say, Jay?
Starting, I'm sticking with what I picked before.
I think he just flipped me on the weather. If he never wins in freezing weather, because what happens when it gets cold is the ball gets slick.
Sample sides.
But the ball gets slick and is
golf.
You
said that about them people in down south.
What?
Oh,
who are those people down south?
He flipped me
with
that.
Miami.
Wait, Goff has small hands? I don't remember that. Does Goff have small hands?
Yeah, he got tinies, itty bitties.
Yeah, yeah. Cold, freezing temperatures, Lambeau Field, small hands. I don't like it. He flipped me.
You're going to ruin it.
Well, it's going to be interesting if it comes down to we would have hit first place, but this was the game that decided it. We're going to see.
Don't blame
me. This will be the test. No, this will be the test.
We're going to blame you.
This will, but maybe, maybe we'll also, you'll get credit if we win, Key.
Celebrate one more time. Max, you know you like that.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Max, were you a big club guy? Were you a big club guy back in the day?
You know what the funny thing is, growing up in New York, you're a club guy until you hit like 18. Like you're already clubbed out by the time you're 18.
Really?
Oh my God!
Like as far as like having your own table, your own space.
Oh, you mean that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that in my younger years. Yeah.
Max didn't do that till he got rich.
Yeah.
Which was when he was born.
When I worked professionally early, when a guy came into some money and I could do it right, for a little bit.
Okay,
But not huge, but a little bit.
You get the references.
He just bought 60% of the Bulls.
but Key has it down pat.
Max has always been like, I don't buy out the bar, I bought the night spot. That's always been Max's thing.
Because, you know why? You know why I got it down pat so much is because I've been in those situations and it's just so real. That you've been there. You've been in the situations where you go out and the music's loud and somebody's leaning
you
over.
You got to shout out the music.
Flashes.
You got to give all your boys credentials.
Stop yelling
to the
ear.
Girl. Yeah.
Can you know the move where they grab your earlobe and they push it inside? Can you hear me now? Get off me.
Yeah, just back up. In fact, go get some gum. How about that?
You want to take one more? Slip a little call about the most famous person in the world in before we get
absolutely.
Out of here?
Absolutely.
So let's do it. Jordan in Texas. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max? How y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, Jordan?
What's happening, man?
Good, man. Hey, so I'll break it down real quick. I'm going to make it real quick. So I do agree MJ, meaning Michael Jackson, is slightly a little bit more popular worldwide than Michael Jordan. But y'all are still wrong. Everybody's still wrong. The absolute most popular when it comes to across the world, seven continents of all ages, is Ronald McDonald. If you show flashcards of Ronald McDonald, every 10-year-old.
Yeah, but see,
that's a character, not a person.
That's not a person. It's a clown with red hair.
You think the same?
Hold
on. Hold on.
You're a clown, Patrick.
Jordan in Texas. Do you think it's the same dude in that clown outfit playing Ronald McDonald since the beginning of McDonald's?
No, but that's it. He's an icon. He's
the
worldwide
he's
icon.
You are right. No, he's 100% right. But McDonald's, he's not real.
Okay, look, I'll give you one like that. Spider-Man. You know, like, it's not the same. It's
Superman.
Not the same.
Superman.
Superman,
we're not talking about fictional characters.
Right.
We're talking about real people.
All right, Ron McDonald scares me.
Thank you, Jordan.
It's a clown with red hair and
Burger
red
King's
lips.
Gonna show up.
I had two hash browns from McDonald's yesterday.
Oh,
I was starving, pies, man.
You were right on the toilet, weren't you? You were like that call.
No, hash brown, cool. It was good. I was starving. I needed to eat something.
Oh, that's where you're like, I could eat your face. I'm so hungry yesterday.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Did you catch up on the food, though, Key, before we get out of here?
Yeah. Two hash browns.
Okay, Molly. Molly's in here wearing all white today. Okay.
One
happy weekend,
time.
Everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Best
ESPN
day of the week,
Radio.
Friday.
See you on Monday. Tomorrow's the best day of the week.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.